present Brothers in Law, a radio adaptation by Richard Waring of the television series, which was based on the original book by Henry Cecil, starring Richard Briers with Richard Waring and John Glyn Jones. Episode 10, Without Due Care, featuring this week's special guest, John Pertwee.
Good Lord, it's the Lady of the Camellias.
Henry, it's because I put a small bunch of flowers in the vase.
Well, but it's not just you. There's Alec outside polishing the brass doorknob, and Grimes dusting a painting. What's the reason for this charwoman's convention?
Oh, yes, well, I've rather an important client coming this morning.
Yes, well, that's your excuse. What about Grimes and Alec?
Well, they seem to be rather impressed by his name.
Your clients?
Yeah.
Well, it impressed me. I hardly fancy that I'll start making with a feather duster.
Dominic Ford O'Hara.
The portrait painter?
Yeah, and he does that program on television too, The Eye of the Artist.
He's coming here.
Yeah, well, I'm defending him on a careless driving charge, actually. He had a slight accident.
Must have injured his brain. Ford O'Hara, he could take his pick of the best leaders in town. Good Lord, I haven't got a brief at the moment. Well, wait a minute. Would Ford O'Hara's solicitor be your Uncle George, by any chance?
Uncle George did instruct me, yes.
Yes, that's another slight accident for Ford O'Hara.
Look out! Sounds like him and Uncle George now.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Butterworth.
May I introduce Mr. Ford O'Hara?
Delighted to meet you.
Yes, likewise, my dear sir, likewise.
Mr. Grimes, whose chambers these are?
And a great admirer of your work, as you will see from this painting of yours, sir. I'm very proud of it, if I may say so.
Well, I'm not, if I may say so. I was ill at the time. I hoped it had been destroyed.
Good morning, Uncle.
Excuse me, Mr. Grimes. Mr. Ford O'Hara, my nephew, Roger Fesby.
Oh, thank you. It's a very great honor, sir. Your name is a byword in these chambers. Please come in.
Thank you. I would like to be relieved in the coat and things. Perhaps
this fellow here.
Yes. Henry, would you mind, please? Take it. Yes, thank you. Would you like to come with me, sir?
Yes,
In there.
It's very good of you to help out, Blakelow. Very kind. We don't often get a client of his caliber, do we?
And a good thing, too, if I'm automatically relegated to the role of hat-check girl. It's none of my business, of course, Grimes, and Roger's the nicest chap in the world, but isn't his uncle taking a bit of a chance, giving him a brief like this?
Oh, no, my dear fellow, not at all. No. Excellent strategy. O'Hara defended with Thursby. Who'd bother to report that? But Dominic Ford O'Hara defended Kendall Grimes. Well, though I say it myself, it's a very different kettle of stinking fish. He and Butterworth probably hope it'll slip through one note for the overnight revelers.
I see. Well, the plums are falling thickly for our Roger.
You sound as though you'd just bitten on a sour one, Blago.
No, I'm not envious, Grimes, not really. It's just an old accident of birth that I occasionally kick against.
Oh, what's that, my dear fella?
Being born without an Uncle George. And hang these things up.
The man who caused the accident was obviously cutting the corner, Roger. And I happen to know he's had 3 previous convictions for the self-same offense.
Yeah, but one of these speed-crazy young fools with soup in his engine, or whatever the expression is.
Young, was he? Typical Tibble. I rather fancy I can have some pertinent remarks to make to that gentleman.
What? The case will run itself, my boy. The less you say, the better.
What?
None of your legal cut and thrust on this one. We don't want any publicity. Just get him off nice and quietly.
What? Oh, yes.
And how can you fail with a driving record like our client?
Yes, sir.
Not many barristers can go into court with a sheet anchor like that.
46 years.
Without a single accident.
Oh, I say, I am most terribly sorry. I seem to have broken your vase.
That's all right, sir.
I was just gesturing, and my hand sort of, perhaps that man who took our hats could mop up.
Please, don't worry about
it. You should be at the television studio soon, Dominic.
Oh, really? Well, I'll keep in touch, Uncle. Goodbye, Mr. Ford O'Hara.
Goodbye, young man.
And thank you very much, sir, for entrusting me with the brief.
Not at all.
He's never had an accident, Roger. That's your linchpin.
It certainly is.
Mr. Grimes. We're just leaving.
Oh, very well. That didn't take long.
No, I presented my nephew with a fait accompli, I think.
Splendid. Oh, Blinker, our friends are leaving. Would you care to bring that in?
I hope you didn't take amiss what I said about that picture of mine, Mr. Grimes.
Good heavens, no, sir. Even the artist is entitled to his opinion.
Well, personally, I much prefer this one. I say, I really have most terrible sorrow. I just tapped it.
Please don't give it a thought.
The hook must have been loose.
Yes, accidents will happen.
No, Mr. Grimes. I insist that you tell Butterworth what I owe you for a break.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it, my dear sir. I wouldn't dream of it. It's always been an eyesore, that picture.
Really? Yes, well, that's very, very generous of you, Chris. Ah, yeah, yes, sir. Fellow with our things. Yes, thank you very much indeed. Thank you. By the way, young man, I'm afraid the carpet in there needs a little mopping up. Yes. Yes, yes. Mop up, yes.
He didn't even leave a tip. Oh, Alec, a vase got knocked over. Could you bring something to mop it up with?
Right, sir.
Did you, have an accident too, sir?
Yes.
Oh, dear. They will happen, won't they? They will happen. Yes.
Well, congratulations on your plum, Roger.
Oh, thank you, thank you very much. I can't help feeling rather pleased. It's a careless driving charge, but the other chap's got 3 convictions and 4 O'Hara's never had an accident in his life.
He certainly made up for it this morning.
Well, I mean, a road accident. Completely clean sheet in 46 years of driving a car.
All right, don't rub it in. I haven't a brief at all at the moment.
Yes, you have, Mr. Blagrove, if you care to accept it.
Oh, thanks, Alec.
Plaintiff's a Miss Alice Fenn. She's suing her local pet shop, alleging negligence. A pet of hers named Victor died while he was boarded out on them.
That sounds promising. Cruelty to animals. I can go to town on that. Who is Victor, her dog?
No, sir, her boa constrictor. Mr. Thursby's lords, all dry now.
Thank you.
Oh, I do get them, don't I? How the devil do I work the judge up into a froth of tear-drenched sympathy over a defunct boa constrictor?
Hello, that sounds like Paul O'Hara back again.
Oh, well, this time he can hold his own hat. It is Paul O'Hara, augmented by a little old lady.
Now, you just sit yourself down, madam.
Well, it's very kind of you, yes. But I assure you that I'm all right.
Well, yes, I know, but as we were right outside... She went down with a terrible bang, you know.
What happened?
Oh, most unfortunate. Mr. Ford O'Hara was swinging his stick, illustrating a golf shot, and the handle caught this poor lady's ankle.
Ankle?
It doesn't look swollen at all.
Oh, no, of course it isn't.
Yes, well, you must let us get you a taxi. I shall pay,
of course. Of course I won't. It was just an accident.
Just an accident.
And well worth it, in my opinion. It is Mr. Ford O'Hara, isn't it?
Yes, madam, yes.
I watch all your programs, and I was quite enchanted.
Well, you really will. I'm most terribly sorry, therefore, to have knocked you flat on your back.
Your client seems to leave a trail of devastation, Roger. Is he accident prone or something?
What did you say?
I said the old Dominic... Oh, I see. Yes, if he is, it's not going to help your defense, is it?
What do you mean? I told you before, he's never had a driving accident. Not till this one he's told me about.
Well, if he keeps up his present pace, he'll soon adjust that.
But supposing he did? I mean, if he had another accident, it wouldn't affect my breach.
Well, not directly, no, but it could affect your line of defense, couldn't it? You'd have to change your patter a bit. Something like, Your Honor, I submit that there is no better driver than my client walking today. And the reason he's walking today is he's crocked his car again. You know, Roger, in comparison with your Dominic, Victor the Constrictor is beginning to take on a certain cozy charm.
There's 2 stools, Roger, right at the end of the bar. Come on, darling. Oh, take the weight off your feet and stop worrying. Good heavens, surely you know Henry by now. He's just trying to frighten you. It's his idea of a joke. Nobody's accident prone. It's a ridiculous expression. You might just as well start believing in evil eyes or witches' curses.
A vase of flowers, a picture, and an old lady all hurled to the ground in the space of 5 minutes.
All right, but nothing happened to him, did it?
To him?
To Ford O'Hara. He was all right, wasn't he?
Yes. Yes, he was. Oh, thank you, darling. You always say the right thing.
All right, well, now it's your turn.
To say the right thing?
Yes.
Oh, what would you like me to say?
A gin and tonic, please, to the barman.
Sorry, darling, do forgive me. I was so hit up. Excuse me.
Yes, sir?
A gin and tonic, please, and half a bitter.
All right, sir.
Half a bitter when you're celebrating?
Celebrating?
Well, it's your most important brief yet, isn't it? Ford O'Hara, one of the most famous men in the country. It's a tremendous tribute to your skill.
It's a tribute to my Uncle George.
Well, your Uncle George wouldn't risk his reputation, would he, just to do you a favor?
No. No, he wouldn't.
Well, there you are. You've something to celebrate.
Yes. Yes, I have, haven't I? Barman?
Sir?
Make it a pint of bitter. Oh, darling, you're so wonderful, you know. Absolutely. That's the great thing about you. You really know how to make the most out of life. I'm forever spoiling things, aren't I? Worrying about this and grumbling about that. Well, I'm going to change, darling. Really, I am.
6 and 8, please.
Thank you very much. But now, Sally, when we're together, I'm not going to bore you with any of my problems. And when there's something to celebrate, well, we'll paint the town. Right?
Right.
Right. Oh.
Yes?
You couldn't lend me aprons, could you?
Aprons.
Thank you. Now then, what should we do this evening? It's up to you.
Yes, it is, rather, isn't it? Well, it's the pictures or another drink. I haven't got enough for both.
Oh, let's have another drink. Oh, look, there's a TV set over the bar. We can watch television. Wait a minute. Isn't Ford O'Hara on tonight?
Is he?
You've got an evening paper?
Yeah.
Oh, Tom, yeah. Let's have a look. Where are the television programs, anyway? Where do they keep them?
Oh! Roger! Oh. What's the matter?
Oh! Ford O'Hara strikes again!
What?
Look there! There it is, there!
Mr. Dominic Ford O'Hara, 68, the distinguished portrait painter and personality of the popular television program The Eye of the Artist, was this afternoon involved in a minor accident.
It's too bad of him, it really is.
Oh, it's nothing to do with the car, though, darling. During rehearsals for his program at the television center, the handle of his walking stick caught the base of an electrician's ladder.
Why is he always holding the wrong end?
The electrician, Mr. Walter Diplock, 37, of Paradise Walk.
Never mind his address, is he still with us?
Ford O'Hara or Walter Diplock?
Either, both.
Well, yes, everyone's okay.
Except me.
Oh, don't be silly, darling.
Silly, but don't you realize that's 4 accidents in one day? It's more than coincidence.
Oh, Roger, we've had all this out before.
But he's just got to start doing the sort of things he's doing at the wheel of his car, and our case has had it, absolutely had it.
Yes, but if he's been accident-prone for 67 years and only had one mishap on the road...
You admit it! You admit he's accident-prone!
Darling, the program's just starting. So as at least we know he's all right for the next 40 minutes, let's enjoy our drinks, shall we?
Yes, I'm sorry, darling. I will try and pull myself together.
Good.
Good evening. Well, it's my customary pleasure at this time each week to introduce to you that indefatigable champion of the palate, Mr. Dominic Ford O'Hara. But I regret to inform you that he's not at the moment in the studio.
What?
He left us after the final rehearsal for the quick spin he likes to take in his car.
Quick spin?
And it's just possible that he may have misjudged the time.
But even more possible, he's misjudged a traffic bollard.
So, you will bear with me. I will do my best. I beg your pardon? I am informed. Yes, I can see he has arrived.
He's arrived.
So once again, it is my pleasure to introduce Mr. Dominic Ford O'Hara.
Good evening, viewers. I must apologize to you, Alex, to everyone, but I was involved in a slight accident.
You old twitch, Alex. I tell you, he's ruined our case, Uncle George. He's blown it to bits.
Well, I'm surprised at you, Roger. Really, I am. A qualified barrister, trained to go straight to the point, and you sent for me to discuss some outside irrelevancy.
Uncle, when Ford O'Hara gets outside, it's never irrelevant. He told 50 million viewers that he had another accident. What price his blameless driving record now?
We don't know anything about this accident. He wasn't in when I rang.
No, he's probably gone out for a little spin.
It still has nothing to do with your case.
Nothing to do... If he goes and ups his score by half a dozen others, my defense is almost as battered as his blasted car.
Mr. O'Hara is here, Mr. Butterworth. He called at your office and they told me you were here.
What? Oh, yes, of course. We're having lunch. Show him in, please.
Yes, sir.
Roger, I've known Dominic for 30 years. If he was accident-prone, don't you think I, of all people, would be aware of it?
Ah, there you are, George. Yes. Yes, there you are, yes. Yes, are you ready for lunch? Ah, good morning, Mr. Mrs. Mrs. Farr. Does. Well, you are a conscientious young man, aren't you?
What's happened? Unearthed some tiny loophole in our defense?
Dominic, what was this accident that delayed you on television last night?
Ah, yes. Yes, yes. Most unfortunate. Most unfortunate, yes. Yes, unfortunate. I'd gone for a little spin, you see, before the transmission, when I passed this scooter driver lying at the side of the road. You see, people were standing around, not lifting a finger. I don't think he was badly hurt, but I thought I'd better get him to the hospital.
Very humanitarian of you, Dominic. Don't you agree, Roger?
Oh, yes, yes, I do. Do sit down, Mr. Ford.
Mind you, I must confess, I didn't realize that I was so late. And when I saw the time at the hospital, I just leapt into my car and literally hurled it along the road.
Hurled?
Yes, at any moment I expected to be stopped for speeding.
Would you pass the water, please, Uncle?
Well, that wouldn't have helped us in court, would it, Mr. Thursby? Careful with that water, young man, or you'll have an accident. You got an ashtray, George?
On the mantelpiece.
Yes. So there is, yes. Thank you.
Well, Roger?
I'm sorry, Uncle. I must say it was a great relief to hear the truth.
Didn't I say you were worrying yourself unnecessarily? Accident prone. It's one of these modern phrases that people bandy about without any sense.
I'm most terribly sorry, Mr. Thursday. I just tapped out my pipe. And that stupid great clock seemed to leap off the mantelpiece.
Oh, that's perfectly all right, sir.
Oh, dear, I'm afraid it looks a little, beyond repair. Well, now, you must let me know how much...
No, sir, please, don't worry. Accidents will happen.
Well, I just... tapped out my pipe, you know, like this. I really am most terribly sorry.
We'd better go to lunch, Dominic.
Yes. I suppose we'd better, yes. There's my car's outside.
What?
My car.
Your car?
Yes. The commissioner at the restaurant always parks it for me.
No, Dominic. It's such a lovely day. Let's walk.
You can walk, George. I'm taking the car.
Uncle, you must go with him.
Have you got your eye on my will or something?
I'll see you in court, young man. Come along, George. Come along.
What on earth is that din, Roger? It was enough to waken a dead boa constrictor.
Our clock and another vase. He tapped out his pipe.
Needed tapping out. What does he smoke? Old insurance policies?
No, don't. What are you talking about?
The carpet's on fire!
Oh,
Where is it?
And I suggest you hold your next conference with that particular client on the nearest demolition site.
Mention in the late extra, Roger.
Have a look for the final night.
I have, and there's nothing in the stock press. He must be having a day off.
A day off? He broke a clock and a vase and has set fire to the carpet this morning.
Well, he's taking the afternoon off.
Yeah. Good heavens!
Oh, darling, they don't run the ambulance service exclusively for your client.
What's that?
The phone. All right, I'll answer it.
Right.
Hello? Oh, hello, Henry. Did we hear what? The news?
What's he done now?
He didn't. He didn't!
I bet he did.
When?
Never mind when, what?
Yes. Yes, I will. Thanks, Henry.
Well.
It's nothing to do with this car, darling. Just a small fire.
Another fire?
No, only a small one.
All right, he's inexperienced, but he'll learn.
Well, he was dining at a restaurant this evening, and the waiter was cooking the meal at his table, you know, on one of those portable stove things.
And he tapped out his pipe on it.
Well, no. The pan was spitting a bit, so he pushed his chair back. But unfortunately, he tucked the tablecloth into his coat instead of the napkin.
Oh, no.
They didn't even have to get the brigade.
I don't care. I can't say any more of this. I'm throwing up the brief.
Oh, darling, you can't. Uncle George would never give you another.
Sally, if it's the only clients Uncle George can rustle up are speed-crazy, accident-prone pyromaniacs, I don't want to know.
Now, don't be silly, darling. You'll feel better in the morning.
With him on the loose, what makes you so sure we'll be here in the morning?
Well, all right, there's only one thing to do.
What?
You'll have to look after him.
What do you mean?
Make sure he doesn't have an accident. Stick with him.
Isn't that just asking to be tripped up or set light to?
Well, you'd only need 36 hours. You said so yourself.
Look, Sally, I agree with you. I agree he ought to be watched, but how?
Well, if you're only allowed to be with him when your Uncle George is around, it'll have to be legal, won't it?
Well, quite.
How about inspecting the scene of the accident? Is that permitted?
Permitted? It's always been done. Darling, you're absolutely marvellous. You are really. We all trot off and have a deco at the dangerous corner. We can make that take up most of the day. I'll ring Uncle George and tell him to get Dominic organised.
Well, there you are, then. No more worries. Tomorrow you'll have Dominic Ford O'Hara right there under your very nose.
There's really no need to go quite so far, sir.
Oh, relax, Mr. Relax. Sit back and relax. I'll soon get you there. Yes. Yes. Goes like the clappers, does Alice. Yes, I can't. Can't for the life of me understand why you and Mr. Butterworth wanted to take a taxi to the place. It would have cost the earth, quite apart from the wear on the nerves. I'm a very bad passenger, you know. Very bad passenger, you know. Yes. Always have been. Yes, I only feel safe in a vehicle when I'm at the wheel.
Get off!
There you are. There you are, you see. There, you see that, sir. Yes. I'd been in a taxi and that had happened, my heart would have stopped. And it would have happened. It would have happened, I promise you, yes. Why, the roads these days are jumping with idiots.
Sit down!
Yes. There you are, you see. There, you see. That was a taxi. Is that the sort of driving you want to condemn me to?
Careful!
What the devil's the matter with that fellow?
Don't look round, sir. Don't look round.
There's some idiot hooting there.
You're very slightly on the crown of the road, sir.
Well, go on. Pass if you want to. Pass! you see, he hasn't passed.
I think he's thought better of it.
All this hurry and bustle. Life's short enough, don't you agree?
Oh, too short.
Be quiet! Cast in your heart! Did you see that? Did you see it?
Yes.
Well, stop whimpering and look at it. Listen. By George, I don't know how some people pass that test.
Well,
I really don't.
Actually, sir, the traffic lights have just turned red.
What traffic lights?
So turn off!
Did I pass some traffic lights?
But please, don't worry, sir. They were very inconspicuous ones. No. So turn round!
Yes. What are you doing? Get up off your knees. Mr. Tasby. Don't just... Get up. Stop distracting me while we're approaching traffic lights. Good heavens above. I don't want to spoil any clean sheet. No.
What?
What the hell is that? Let go of my arm. Let it go. God bless my soul. Let go of my arm, sir. George, would you kindly ask your nephew? I've never. What's the matter? You are raving mad. Have you gone raving mad? Mr. Thursby. Good heavens, we might have had an accident, you switching the engine off.
I thought we might have an accident too, sir.
Please return that key immediately.
I'm sorry. I just don't believe it.
Don't believe what?
I don't believe you could possibly have been driving for 46 years and never had an accident.
Well, I haven't.
I'm sorry, Mr. O'Hara, I cannot accept that.
Roger, do you realize what you're saying?
I don't know what I realize, frankly. I'm sitting here trembling from head to foot. I suppose I ought to cut myself like another can tremble from head to foot. The two halves might easily have been twitching independently. Mr. O'Hara, I don't think you've been telling me the truth.
Are you calling me a liar, young man?
I'm sorry, Dominic. The boy's been overworking lately. Roger, you will apologize to Mr. Ford O'Hara.
Now, look, Uncle, look. I'm the one who's got to stand up in court and plead that he's never been involved in an accident, right? Well, I just do not believe it. I don't believe it.
I tell you that I haven't, Mr. Lusby. I give you my word.
Now will you apologize?
I'm sorry, Uncle.
Roger, Mr. Ford O'Hara is one of my oldest friends.
Yes.
if you are not prepared to accept his given word...
I'm sorry, Uncle, I'm not...
Don't ever expect another brief from me, Roger. I'm appalled at your behavior.
We had 5 near disasters in 5 minutes, so in 46 years...
This is the first time that I have ever been involved in public proceedings.
You never even scraped somebody's mud guard?
Of course I've scraped somebody's mud guard. Dozens of times. Stupid thing to ask. Of course I have. We're talking about accidents, boy.
Well, but if you scraped somebody's mud guard, that isn't that...
Wait a minute. Just a minute. What do you define as an accident, Mr. O'Hara?
An accident? Well, something where the police are involved.
So, if the police are not involved, you don't call it an accident?
Well, of course I don't. Oh, no, of course not. No, that's just a minor occurrence.
I see. Now, tell me, sir, tell me. What sort of minor occurrences have you been involved in?
Well, so many of those I can't enumerate. I'm just the usual sort of things, you know. Only the usual. I mean, you know, backing into people's gateposts. Scraping the paintwork against lorries. Opening the door onto passing cyclists. Getting into reverse instead of first gear in the car park so that you lock bumpers with some idiot behind. you know. Usual sort of things.
Dominic, how often do these minor occurrences occur?
Huh? What? 4 or 5 times a week. Well, there's lot to be wondered at with the standard of driving you find on the roads nowadays. Now, I don't know what this has got to do with my case. I'm sitting here waiting for your apology. I'm not in the habit of being called a liar.
I apologize, sir.
Ah.
I apologize.
Good.
I now understand that you have never been involved in any occurrence in which the police took action.
Good.
However, as you've been involved in every other kind of occurrence, your key, sir.
Thank you very much.
Uncle George, perhaps you'd ring me and let me know whether you'd still want me in court tomorrow. Whatever you decide, I think you can guess my views about the plea. Will you excuse me, sir? I suddenly have an irresistible urge to ride on a nice, bright red, crawling double-decker.
What an extraordinary young man. What did he mean about me, please?
Well, Dominic...
For heaven's sake, come up in front. I'm not paying chauffeurs.
In front?
Yes, in front. Be quick.
I'm very comfortable here, Dominic.
Yeah, but I won't be. How can I be comfortable having to screw my head round to talk to you?
No, of course. I'll come in front.
Yes. Right, Dominic. What did he mean about my plea? What does he want me to plead, eh? What does he want me to plead?
Mr. Ford O'Hara, you have pleaded guilty. For a man to have driven 46 years without having a single conviction recorded against him is a considerable achievement these days. I feel it is my duty to pay some acknowledgement to it. Therefore, Mr. Ford O'Hara, in view of the minor nature of the incident, I propose to leave that proud record untarnished. I grant you an absolute discharge.
Well done, my boy.
Yes, but...
And, Mr. Thursby, I hope your client will continue to drive for a long time to come the way he has been driving for the last 46 years.
In that episode of Brothers in Law, the parts were played as follows: Roger Thursby, Richard Briers; Henry Blagrove, Richard Waring; Grimes, John Vin Jones; Sally, Ann Davis; Ford O'Hara, John Pertwee; Butterworth, Dennis Ramsden. Other parts were played by Sonia Fraser, John Brining, and Leslie Heritage. Without Due Care was written and adapted by Richard Waring. The program was produced by David Hatch.